This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. I'd like to make the case for being overly spiritual. The old timers, and I guess I have to include myself in that today, used to say that you are so earthly minded, you're no spiritually good, but you also have the antithesis of that where you're so spiritually minded, you're no earthly good. And especially with the horrible state of affairs with our politics and everything else, social media, whatever, and the world itself, it's a fallen world for sure. And there's some very rough and difficult times, and we can turn our back on that and ignore it. And in many of our pulpits today, we're told politics is not God's thing, even though God puts all authority in place, and I think he probably cares about what type of authority that is. But the idea many times is that we're from another place. This is not our home, and we're headed to eternity. I always like to make the case that, you know, even when I'm renting someplace or I'm living away from home on someplace on vacation, I still like to keep it clean and nice as much as is in my power. And I think as Christians, being light of the world, etc., salt of the earth, it's our job to not only represent the Lord Jesus here, but also to care about the creation. And I make that point because I believe God cares very much about his material creation and the state of affairs of the social order and the politics that includes everything. He is concerned about mankind and what goes on here in this life. So I'd just like to take a moment to read a couple of passages to back this up. We all know in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. It goes on to say a little later, and God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and the sixth day. That's from Genesis 1:31. So I think it's important for us to understand that God is concerned about the concrete and the spiritual. He created it, and it was created for him, for his pleasure. The world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are his, according to Psalm 24:1. And so I think if we want to be a godly people, we want to be a loving people, we want to be a people called to and involved in the service of God, it's very important that we understand that God does care about this creation. And we can't all be waiting for Jesus to come back and get us and save us from this mess. We have to have an attitude which Jesus and the Word of God declares to us, occupy until he returns. And that means to let our salt and our light be a thing that really illuminates and flavors this earth with the goodness of God. We need to care in the same way that God cares for the same things that bring him pleasure and joy that he's very concerned about. So let's look at things through that lens and see if it doesn't change the way we think about politics and our part in this world. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.